Okay, we're going to continue with what we were doing this morning. And we're still in the book of Matthew, but this time we're going to be in chapter 7. The 7th chapter is actually the wind-up of the Sermon on the Mount. He's speaking from a high place, giving some very, very important instruction. Okay, chapter 7, and we're going to deal with verses 13 to 23, I think, 10 verses here. I'm going to start reading with 13. Might not make any comments till we get down a little bit, and then come back to it. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. The Greek there is a little more direct. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads into destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that which leads into life, and few there be that find it. So, many people take the broad way. They enter in by the wide gate and take the broad way, but very few find the straight gate, which means the narrow gate, and has the narrow way. So this has to do with deception, of course. Verse 15, beware of the false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Now, not just false prophets, false apostles, false pastors, false evangelists, false teachers, false elders, false deacons, false Christians. They all come in the garb of a sheep. And of course, sheep represents those that belong to the great shepherd, who is Christ Jesus. But they don't come looking like wolves, they come looking like sheep, but inwardly they're the ravening wolves. So in order to detect them, you have to be able to see beyond the outer fleece and be able to see the inside. And then in verse 16 it says, you shall know them by their fruits. Verse 17, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So, to know them by their fruits, to know a false minister, a false teacher, a false prophet, false whatever, is to know them by the fruits. And what we understand by that is, the fruit is the fruit of the Spirit, which is attributes. They are the attributes of the Christ's divine nature. If you can discern that, then you'll be able to discern the good fruits. Just because somebody's doing a lot of good works doesn't mean there's good fruit. They can look very religious, so right on, do a lot of good things, bring a lot of good sermons, do a lot of good praying, a lot of good deeds, a lot of good works. But that doesn't mean that the fruit is there, the divine nature of the Lord. In fact, very, very few Christians go far enough in their spiritual growth to actually take on the attributes of the Lord. Okay. Then verse 19 says that every tree that does not bring forth good fruit is hewn down, cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. So he's depicting Christians as as trees. Now let's go back up to verses 13 and 14. I want to look at that a little bit. Jesus says, enter in at the straight gate. Now, what we talked about this morning was the fact that Jesus kept emphasizing in Matthew 24 that the many would be deceived. And those who are deceived are Christians. If they're not Christians, they can't be deceived. They have nothing to fall away from. So those who are deceived are Christians that become deceived. And he kept emphasizing the fact that many are deceived. Now, here in verse 13, Jesus says to enter in the straight gate or the narrow gate. And he says, but wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And he says, many Christians go in the broad way. They go through the wide gate, enter the broad way, and it leads to destruction. You might ask, why is the gate so wide? Why is the way so broad? Because it has to make room for all the people going in. There's that many. There's going to be whole church groups. Maybe even whole denominations. Lots of people. Let me rephrase that. Lots of Christians. Lots of Christians. I feel like somehow or another we got to emphasize this thing so it gets across. People read the scriptures and they seem not to be able to see it. That the majority of the Christian world is entering the straight gate. They're entering in that gate and they're going down the broad way, and that broad way leads to destruction. But Jesus said, enter in the narrow gate. And the narrow gate, which leads into the narrow way, is the way that leads into life. And then he adds, in right at the end of verse 14, very few Christians will find it. Boy, that needs to sink in. Very few Christians will find it. So the broad way that goes enters into destruction, it has to be very, very wide and very broad, because there's going to be so many Christians just pouring in through there. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like the idea. And you know, every Christian practically that reads this would not count themselves as one in the broad way. Every Christian would always say, well, I'm walking with God. I've been born again. Well, the fact of the matter is, the majority of the Christian world has entered the wide gate and is going down the broad way, and it is headed into destruction. I didn't say that. Jesus did. I didn't make it up. I read it right here. All right, verses 21, 22, and 23. We'll wrap this up. Oh, we might look at one little verse out of Luke 13. We'll see. Now, in verse 21, Jesus says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, he had just given information about the narrow way that leads to life, the broad way that leads to destruction. More Christians are going into the broad way than in the narrow way, because Jesus says very few find that narrow way that leads to life. The broad way is the way of religion. Now, see if you can grab a hold of this. To enter into the straight gate and to take the narrow way that leads to life, you have to transcend religion. Because it's religion that takes the narrow gate. Now, in verse 21, let's get back to that. Jesus says, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Who enters into the kingdom of heaven? Well, it's those that enter into the narrow gate. And they take the narrow way that leads to life. They're the ones that enter into the kingdom of heaven. But Jesus says, everybody that says, Lord, Lord, does not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, all that great multitude of Christians that takes the wide gate and goes down the broad way, they're constantly saying, Lord, Lord. Lord, do this for me. Lord, do that for me. Bless my project. They always pray. They say, in the name of the Lord. It's the way of religion. But Jesus says it's not those who say, Lord, Lord, that will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Those who take the broad way are doing their own thing, going the way they want to go according to their own way of thinking and their own feelings. But those who take the narrow gate would not take it except for one thing. It's the will of God, and they know it. Because that way is straight. Who wants to take the straight gate and go the narrow way? You don't have room enough to function. It's a narrow way. And it's almost like you're hemmed in. You find you can't do the things you would. It's kind of like Jesus told Peter. He said, Peter, when you're young, you just kind of do what you want to do. But when you grow old, or when you become mature, someone else will gird you, and you'll do the things that you would not have done before. So taking the straight gate that leads to the narrow way is a way of confinement. It restricts what you would do in your own flesh nature, according to your own way of thinking. And it's then that you're learning how to do the will of God. So those that enter the straight gate, those are the ones that have set their heart to do the will of the Father. But all the others are still calling him Lord. Now, verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out devils, and in your name have done many wonderful works? And the Lord says, I will profess, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Now, we're still talking about Christians. I don't think I have to tell you what Christian groups are prophesying, casting out devils, and doing many wonderful works. Doesn't take much brain activity at all to figure out who these kind of Christians are. You say, well, we don't do any of that. We don't believe in prophesying. We don't believe in apostles and prophets. And we don't believe Christians can have devils, so we're not casting any out. And those wonderful works they're talking about, we're not involved in that kind of stuff. Well, that means you haven't even grown to the place of these that are here. Because those that are doing that, Jesus says, I never knew you. Now, he's not saying, I never knew you at all. I knew you. I saw you enter that wide gate. I saw you going down that broad way. I saw you heading for destruction. I heard you saying, Lord. And I saw you and I knew you. But I haven't known you in this narrow way. You haven't entered the straight gate that leads to the kingdom of God. And you can talk about all your prophesying. Now, are we saying that prophesying is wrong? Are we saying that casting out devils is wrong and many wonderful works? No, we're not. What we're saying is that the will of God that enters into His kingdom transcends even that. So we're talking about if we're going to take the narrow way, we've got to move in more than the fundamentalist Christians that don't believe in these things. And we've got to also transcend the ones that do. It's not these things that are wrong. It's you get into that group or that realm where there's a lot of prophesying, casting out devils, and you feel like you've made it. And you live there. And the moment you start living there is when you start dying. But we have to transcend that. We have to get beyond that, you see. And that's what the Lord is saying. I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. All right, I've mentioned Luke 13:25. Let's turn to that and let me see what it says here. Yes, Luke 13:24. Strive to enter the straight gate. Well, I tried to enter that straight gate. And it's kind of narrow, straight. I can't seem to get in there. I got my backpack on. And I got a lot of things that I care about that I want to take with me. That I'm sure God wouldn't have a problem with. But I can't make it in that straight gate with all this extra baggage I've got. Start throwing it off. Start shedding it. Strive to enter the straight gate. Now it's easy to walk through the wide gate and go down that Broadway. Man, you've got plenty of room. You don't have to worry about rubbing shoulders with anybody. But Jesus says, strive, work at it. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Now I want you to think about that. The majority of those that are entering through the wide gate and going down the broad way are just taking it. They probably hadn't even seen the narrow gate. But this is the way their human nature leads them. And they're taking it. Now Jesus says, strive, work at it. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. Many will seek to enter in and not be able. That means that many Christians that have the insight and the revelation that the straight gate is the one they should take and that narrow way is the route they should go, and they strive to enter in because they know it's the right thing to do and they can't do it. Do you follow what I'm saying? Strive to enter in the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek, they seek to enter in, and shall not be able. What the Lord is trying to tell us here is that if you want to follow Him down that narrow way in the will of God and enter into life eternal, then it means that you're going to have to shed a lot of self-centeredness and selfishness, things of self, that all that extra baggage that you're carrying, it has to go. Deny self and take up your cross and follow Him. Then that doesn't mean to get you a chain with a cross on it and put it around your neck. To take up the cross means that you're willing to do some dying. You're going to die to your self-will. And every Christian that has a revelation that they need and want to take the straight gate is not going to be able to do that. They can't bring themselves to the place where they can deny self. Trying and I can't do it. Oh, then Hebrews, You say, surely the Lord's going to feel sorry for me, help me. And the Lord said, you haven't resisted unto blood yet. He told me that one time. Oh my gosh. No, I haven't. I fought the flesh, but didn't fight it enough. I haven't resisted unto blood yet. But this is what he's saying. Strive to enter in. Too many Christians never have any awareness of the narrow gate and the narrow way to start with. And you're just automatically going down the broad way. But many of the ones that do see it and know that's the way they should take, they can't do it because they can't bring themselves to deny self and to take up their cross and to die out to the things that are holding them back. Bless you folks. We love you much. Take it to heart. Don't be among the big group. Be among the few that find the way to life. Amen.